WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, lovelies. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of affirmations and real talk about building a loving, lasting partnership. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, life can get pretty crazy sometimes. Between work deadlines, family commitments, and just trying to keep our heads above water, it's easy to feel like we're drowning in stress and overwhelm. And guess what? Those feelings don't just disappear when we step into our relationships, they tend to follow us right in. Today, we're diving deep into managing stress and overwhelm within your partnership. You know that feeling when you're already on edge and then you get snappy with your partner over something tiny? Or maybe you find yourself shutting down completely instead of communicating openly because everything just feels too much. We've all been there. But the good news is, we don't have to let stress and overwhelm control our relationships. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help us navigate these tricky waters. Firstly, remember that your partner isn't a magic stress buster. They're not responsible for fixing all your problems or taking on your emotional burden. It's amazing when we have partners who offer support and understanding, but expecting them to be our sole source of comfort can lead to resentment and pressure on the relationship. It's important to cultivate healthy coping mechanisms on our own, whether that's through exercise, meditation, journaling, or spending time in nature. Secondly, open communication is your secret weapon. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around your partner because you were afraid of causing a reaction? That's stress talking. Learn to express your feelings honestly and respectfully, even when it's tough. When we communicate openly and listen actively, we create a safe space for vulnerability and understanding. Thirdly, remember that compromise is key. It's not about one person always giving in, but finding solutions that work for both of you. Remember that time your partner wanted to try that crazy new restaurant and you were craving pizza. Maybe you could agree to go there 1 week and have pizza the next. Finding those little compromises keeps things feeling balanced and fair. Fourthly, make time for fun together. Life can get so serious, so don't forget to schedule in some lighthearted moments with your partner. Go on a date night, play games, watch a funny movie, anything that brings laughter and joy back into your relationship. Laughter truly is the best medicine, right? And lastly, remember to practice self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure you're taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, and do things that bring you joy. When you're feeling good about yourself, it radiates outwards and positively impacts your relationship. Let me tell you a story that might resonate with you. Imagine this. Sarah and John are both working long hours, juggling demanding careers and family responsibilities. They're constantly tired, stressed, and feeling overwhelmed. One evening, after a particularly rough day, they both snapped at each other over something trivial, maybe who forgot to take out the trash or whose turn it was to do the dishes. The argument escalated, leaving them both feeling hurt and resentful. But then, Sarah had an epiphany. She realized that instead of blaming John for their stress, she needed to take responsibility for her own well-being. She started prioritizing self-care, going for evening walks, practicing yoga, and carving out time for hobbies. John, seeing a positive change in Sarah, decided to join her. They started having regular date nights, laughing together more often, and communicating their feelings openly and honestly. By focusing on themselves and each other, they transformed their relationship from one of stress and resentment into a loving and supportive partnership. So remember, you're not alone in this journey. Managing stress and overwhelm is an ongoing process, but with open communication, healthy boundaries, self-care practices, and a willingness to compromise, you can create a relationship that thrives even amidst life's chaos. Take that first step to talk to your partner about how you're feeling, or try incorporating one small act of self-care into your day. Share this episode with someone who might need a little love and support, and let's spread the message of healthy, happy relationships. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.